As a homeowner, I can't help myself. I'm always thinking about fixing this and changing that. For the money, for the beauty, for the knowledge and the peace of mind. It's about time for the Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young.
Project with Mike Young. All right. Hey, welcome, and glad to have you here. Today we were going to talk about some how to market yourself. If you're a consultant, there we go. If you're a consultant, you're out there and you got a lot of competition or you got no competition, makes no difference. You need to market your services. I remember a friend of mine, I taught how to do this back in 1995 or 94. He was John Davidson out of Southern California. I told him, he'd come up and spend a week with me at my office, saw how I do the seminars, how I put the shows on, only to figure that I had something he didn't have available to him. And I told him, no, you have it. All you got to do is read these five pages in front of people. That'll give them more information than they have at that current time. There's just no reason for you not to do this. And it's as simple as letting your customers know that you're in business. But anyway, let's start off. We'll talk a little bit about the radio show and what we do. But the Love My Renovation Project is all about talking about things, renovation loans, got me all out of prepared here. Like the FHA 203K, the Homestyle VA renovation mortgage, Homestyle renovation mortgage. Oh, Freddie Mac has a renovation product. So any of these, all of these, and there's five or six more that we haven't mentioned, but most 203Ks will go off without a hitch. From time to time, the homeowner may find himself with nobody to talk to. Nobody on their side of the equation that understands the program, understands what they're going through. We're there for you. We have a website called 203k911.com where we help you, and 99% of the people we've helped have been at no cost. We've been able to handle their issues, help them get back on track at no cost to them. The only time we might have a charge is if you ask us to take over and do all those calls and so forth with you. But if we can talk you through it so that you can do it, and you can, sometimes it's so frustrating you just don't want to do it. You just soon have somebody else get in there and get in your corner and fight for you, then we can do that for you. We're not involved in any way in your particular project. So that's cool. Gives you someone to talk to. Just go to 203k911.com, scroll down to the message or the contact form, fill it out, and give us a couple times. We can call you, or we'll send you an email back and tell you when you can call us. But either way, we're going to get your problem solved for you one way or another. I can't tell you how important it is for you to be comfortable with your project. Some of the things that we've helped people with are contractors who are totally out of their ballpark. They don't know what they're doing. They don't want to break their bid down or to satisfy the program. But in breaking that bid down in detail like we do, it shows pretty fast where it's being overly padded and that kind of thing. So just recognize that we can help you, and it doesn't cost you anything to ask and talk about it. We're going to give you solutions. If you want to run with them, that you can. And that's what it's all about, is helping people. People helping people, okay? So if you want to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008. Toll free. Let us know what's going on in your lives with your 203K, and we'll fill you in on how we might be able to help you. So today I wanted to go over some, what can you do with a 203K? What is a 203K? And this is usually applicable to all the other renovation loans. So we called it, the seminar that I put on was called the American Dream Machine. And we would have a lender host this American Dream Machine seminar, and we'd open it to the public. I don't like wasting my time talking to a bunch of realtors. I would rather show them what we can do by having them bring the other pieces of the puzzle to the seminar. So I recommend it heartily that if you're going to have a seminar with and talk about the 203K with a bunch of realtors, make them bring a home buyer. Make them bring a property that's distressed, and so forth. But bring some more pieces of the puzzle so we can literally put those pieces together in the room for them at that time. So what is a 203K loan? Well, let's talk about that. A 203K is a fully dispersed loan, which allows a borrower to purchase or refinance a property and finance the cost of the rehab with one loan. Because it's fully dispersed at closing, HUD can insure the 203K loan as soon as the loan closes. The mortgage amount for these loans is based on the projected value of the property after the work is completed, taking into account the cost of that work. HUD's taken a strong position to encourage this program, and the loan is now easier to originate and close than ever before. Use a consultant. The FHA 203K was born in 1961. No consultant existed before 1994. I love these guys that say, hey, I've been a consultant for 35 years or 30 years. No, about 25 is all it is, back to 94. You can't hardly be there before it exists. You may have consulted with somebody and helped them get through a 203K, but you didn't do it as a HUD consultant because HUD numbers weren't issued till 1994. Some of the fun things about a 203K, some of the advantages, if you will, is there's no upfront mortgage insurance premium. Better yet, let me rephrase that. The upfront mortgage insurance premium can be financed. So with every FHA loan, you're going to have a mortgage insurance premium. I love that. The 203K or the FHA is the best run operation in the entire government loan programs. And yet it was running so smoothly, they decided to charge you to protect their interest. So you have to buy mortgage insurance premium. You have to buy a mortgage insurance for your project that you're buying. The house. Nonprofit organizations are eligible with only a 5% down payment, but we haven't found a nonprofit lender. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're a lender and you will loan to nonprofits, which is to me a no-brainer, it's the safest loan you can get because you've got everybody and his brother co-signing for your 5% down. So if you're going to loan to nonprofits, let us know. Right now, I've got probably a dozen nonprofits ready to buy if they just had a lender that they could work with. And some of them are extremely healed. They're well healed. You can finance up to 6 months' mortgage payments during the construction. Now, that can be an issue. It says finance up to 6 months. It doesn't say finance 6 months. So if your project is $30,000 or $20,000, you don't need 6 months to get that work done. And that's bit us in the butt a few times. The most recent one I can think of was happened in Vallejo, California. The guy came out, started the job, and he pulled the toilet out of the upstairs bathroom and left it in the hallway and disappeared. 60 days later, the homeowner's still trying to find him. So I got a hold of the contractor on their behalf and said, what's going on? He says, this is 15, 20 days, we'll knock this thing out. We have 6 months, so we're going to get in there on the fifth month. We're going to knock this thing out. I said, no. That's not the way the program works. And if you look at your homeowner contractor agreement, it clearly states that you must start the work within 30 days of closing the loan, and you must continue at that job until it's finished. And you can't pull off the job more than 30 days. If you had a accident or something, you better get somebody else in there to continue that project. But another thing with HUD properties, if you're buying a HUD special property, a foreclosure that HUD owns, all right, you can get some down payment programs as little as $100 or $500. Most closing costs can be financed. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but every FHA loan is assumable. Always have been. You still need to qualify for that loan with your lender so they can move the loan over to your name. And this is the biggie. Realtors, if you're out there listening, you can gain a 10% advantage on the appraised value. So if you ever have an appraisal come in low, and it's coming in low, less than 10% or less, then you can slip this thing into an FHA loan, a 203K, fix some small thing that might need fixing, and then keep the loan together. So a lot of times you don't realize it, but say the loan comes in, or the appraisal comes in at 5% less than you need. So your first reaction is, oh my God, I don't think the other side, the seller, is going to negotiate anymore. We've negotiated as low as we're going to get, and I just don't think he's going to negotiate. So let's throw our hands up and walk away. Or make sure it's a 203K, take that 10% advantage, you're up to 5%, that's all you need, and close the loan. So there's a lot of consultants out there that may not know that. I always tell people, pay attention to the details. If something is going to go wrong, call me. If you don't like it, if something doesn't appear the way it was told you was going to happen, feel free to call me. Saying that, we had a deal with the another thing that you don't realize many times is that you can piggyback an energy-efficient mortgage. And sometimes you've got a lot of energy-efficient items and you just don't realize it. So let's say that you had a house that was, $5,000 or let's say $10,000 over budget. Because our situation, the borrowers went out on December 24th, 2nd and 3rd, and charged $8,000 up on their credit cards, throwing their reserves out of whack. Their ratios were no longer would qualify them for the loan. But the homeowner, the lender, had already told them, sorry, this deal's dead. You guys got crazy on me at the last minute, the 11th hour. But the homeowner remembered, I said, if anything doesn't happen like you think it should, call me. So the homeowner called me and told me what happened. And I said, okay, well, let me look at it. So I started looking through everything, and this project was, as I recall, a $150,000 project. It could be a little bit more, but you can get $7,500 or up to 5% in energy-efficient items. You can pull those out of the loan, re-qualify them, and then put them back in and sell them along with the house and make it good. These are for energy efficient and qualified items. Now, energy efficient, qualified items, there's lots of them. Dual pane windows is one. Appliances are not. So you're not going to get appliances under the energy efficient, even though they may have that Energy Star mark there. They're not, but insulation is a biggie. So if you have a house and you've got insulation and dual pane windows, you may have enough. If that amounts to the $8,000 or $75,000, the 5% of your total construction amount, then you are in business. You're back in business. The loan closes, and everybody doesn't miss a payday. And that's exactly what happened on this particular case, is we called the lender and said, look, he's got X number of dollars in energy-efficient items. If we piggyback a energy-efficient mortgage to the 203K, we could salvage this deal. The lender said, oh, my God, I know that, too, and I didn't even think of it. So having a team behind you is all important. I can't tell you how important that is. So have that team behind you and utilize the team. Brainstorm these things. If you have a problem, brainstorm it. Anyway, let's look at the limited 203K. In 2005, the limited 203K came on board as what they called it at that time, a streamlined 203K. And I think we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get into that streamlined 203K. Excuse me, we're going to get into that limited 203K. So hang in there. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Hey, that break wasn't too awfully bad. I know it was great for me. I'm in here. They're bringing me some water now, and I will be right with you shortly. Okay, we got to get in here. We're going to get started. The limited 203K is a good product, but it's misnamed. They call it limited, but they also say that it has a maximum loan amount of $35,000. What they don't tell you, that $35,000 includes costs and fees, which run about $800, and also any contingency that the lender may impose on your projects. You need to talk. Every lender is different. Some require no contingency at all, so you can go to 34-2. Some of them require 10% contingency. Some require 20% contingency on all limited 203Ks. So in a case where they're charging 20%, your real-life maximum construction cost is going to be around $28,000, maybe $28,250. So you want to be careful. And I get a kick out of this. You got a lot of people out there that only can do the limited 203K. They've never sought to do a standard 203K, which is extremely easy. We can give them a class ourselves and qualify them for the full or standard 203K, but they chose not to do that. Now, so what do they do? When I'm at real estate associations and I'm talking to the public, I asked them, I said, has anybody ever had a 203K fall apart because the construction cost was too high? And you might get 5 or 6, maybe 10 or 15 hands go up in the air. Well, as those hands go up in the air, I said, let me guess. Your construction amount came to about $40,000, is that right? They all say, yeah, how did you know that? And I said, well, here's the problem. You have a lender that's not qualified to do the standard 203K, so he tells you construction's too high, go find another house. That lender is self-centered, probably has no business being in the business, because he's going to tell that homeowner that the house you spent all that time finding has too much construction, when in fact it doesn't. We had one construction project that went up to $544,000 in construction. We've got one that just finished at $529,000 in construction costs. Yeah. So there's no limit at $40,000. There's no limit at $35,000. The program for the limited 203K is up to $35,000, including costs and fees and contingency. So the minute you are over, if you require a 20% contingency, the minute you hit that 20% contingency, you no longer qualified for the limited 203K. So that lender, not wanting to lose a commission and lose all the work they put in to qualify you and everything, they just tell you, go find another house, like it's a simple thing. And sometimes it is, but many times it's not. You've already exhausted all your attempts. You've lost the offer on four houses, and you've finally got an accepted offer. Everything looks like it's happening for you, and because it's this lender can't do a loan over $30,000 or $28,000 construction costs, and you thought he could go to $35,000. Lo and behold, he tells you, find another house so I don't lose my commission. Just find another house like it's nothing. I'm sorry, if you're one of those lenders, it's so easy to get approved for a standard 203K. Do it. It only takes a day or two and a class, and any consultant can give you that class if they know what they're doing. But there's no construction cost limit other than the maximum loan for your county. Now, lucky for me, we're in a county where the maximum loan amount on a single-family house is $679, I think it's $250 or something like that. So let's get back to the FHA loan program. What properties are eligible? Well, any 1-4-unit property or any property that will become a 1-4-unit property during the course of construction. So you might have a duplex and you're turning it into a single-family house. That qualifies. You might have a threeplex and you're adding another unit to make it a fourplex. You may have 5 units, and as long as the zoning will allow it, we've actually done that. We had a 5-plex. It was constantly empty, and the borrowers wanted to turn it into 4-plex. They checked with the city. The city said, anything, if you think you can fill it up. So what he did is he took one of the units out, made a 4-plex. They didn't even have to go down and have any zoning change. It turned out it was okay as is. Many times you can do a mixed-use building too, a mixed-use building. So if you've got stores down below and some residential properties above or even side-by-side, you can do it as long as the maximum livable units is 4. You might have another commercial unit down below and 4 residential. That qualifies under the 203K. It's a great investor's property. You do have to live in it to be an FHA. Okay, there's no investors involved with a 203K. But if you've had a house demolished or raised as part of the rehab process, can be rehabbed as long as the existing foundation system is not affected and remains intact. We did one where the existing foundation was pier and post. There was no perimeter foundation. So we maintained the pier and post foundation and rehab, put a new foundation under it as part of the consulting, as part of the construction. Here's a fun one. If you got a place, a home can be moved onto a new foundation on a new lot, provided the proceeds from the sale of the previous location are not released until the foundation is properly inspected in the new location and the home is satisfactorily attached to the new foundation. Okay? If you're moving a manufactured home, let's say you've got a manufactured home on this lot, and it's shot. So you lift it up carefully, and you leave the foundation there. And you buy a new double wide. You must get a new double wide. if it was a double wide before or a triple wide. You can go bigger, but you must use the existing foundation in its entirety and then add on as you need to. So any property the buyer wishes to convert from a single family to 2 to 4 units can be done. You can take a 5 to 8 unit building and turn it into a 1 to 4. You can take a plex, 8-plex, turn it into a 4-plex. There's so many things you can do with the 203K that I would be, it would be easy for me to tell you, yes, you can do that. I had a guy call me one day, a loan officer, and he says, I've got a school. It used to be a school. People are living in it. They've been living in it now for 5 years, and they want to refinance it and make the living room more of a living room or a great room and make the kitchen updated and do some other things like that. I need you to come out and travel over there with me, look at it. I said, I don't need to do that. I can do those changes. And he says, well, I'll buy you lunch if you just come over and look. And I said, I charge, for a single-family house, we charge $350 for a feasibility analysis. And I'm telling you, it can be done. You don't even need to spend that. You don't need to buy me a lunch. Well, after he groveled for a while, I said, look, buy me a lunch, for God's sakes, and let's get this over with. I got to get back to work. So that's what we did. We drove out there, looked at it, and I said, okay, before we didn't even get out of the car, I said, we can do it. Nothing's changed. You know, I told you we could do it. We can do it. Now that I've seen it, let's go. No, I want you to see the inside. I said, look, I get paid to do that. But he was a friend of mine, so I said, okay. He said, I've called 4 lenders, and they turned it down. So I got my phone out, and I dialed a phone number of a lender. And I said, hey, I need, can we do a conversion from a schoolhouse to a single-family house like we did last week in Oakland up here in Petaluma? And the guy on the other end of the phone, on the speaker, says, absolutely. Just write it up and send it over. And I hung the phone. I said, thank you, and I hung up the phone. And the lender that was with me says, oh, my God, who is that? And I told him who it was. And he said, well, that's the first guy calling, turn me down. So he jumps on the phone, of all things, calls the guy back. How come you told me no and you tell Mike yes? And he says, all right, no. And he hangs up. And I said, well, that was real smart. Sometimes it's the way you present the issue, present the problem in a doable fashion, and you can get it done. But if you present the problem as a problem, and not as a solution to a problem, you're going to get the answer you deserve. The answer you deserve is no, because you don't know how to speak to the people who make the yes answer. Sometimes less said gets the job done. He had it done. We had it locked down with that lender. I mean, I could still do it with any other lender, you know, with half a brain, but most of them understand the guideline, and this guy did too, once it was presented properly. So sometimes you put your foot in it when you open your mouth, so it's best to keep your mouth shut. Anyway, let's get back here. Manufactured homes built after June 15th of 1976 can be renovated under this program. Okay? I bought a house in a manufactured park for a dollar. And they told me, we're going to haul it out of here to the junkyard, but if you want it, re-fix it up. Give me a dollar, and I bought it for a dollar, and we fixed it up. I put $10,000 into it, so now I've got a manufactured home. I think it was just a two-bedroom, two-bath, had a master bedroom, and then a separate bedroom, separate bathroom, in addition to the master bath. And we were having our home built shortly thereafter, so that's why I bought it. And I fixed it up for $10,000, and we lived there while they were building our house. Wife didn't. She stayed at our other house until we had this one ready to move into. But my brother-in-law and my brother both moved in, and they were helping me get the new house all ready to go. So it worked out well for us. One of my favorite 203Ks is mixed use. So you can build a mixed-use property. As we started saying earlier, the floor space for the commercial cannot exceed 49%. We were trying to get one done and could have easily if the city didn't have their head so far into a dark place that they didn't understand what we were doing. The guidelines said this particular property had to be no more than 49% residential. And for the loan to work, it had to be no more than 49% commercial. And when I explained the way we're going to use it, it would have worked. But the lender got scared, and then they took it to HUD, and HUD says, nope, doesn't say what we wanted to say. It's got to be the opposite. And I said, no, you have to look at it with a different set of eyes. The commercial building is bigger than the house by only a little bit. If we carve out of the commercial space a parking garage, then we've just taken 400 square feet out of the commercial, and we can attribute that to the residential for the purposes of the 203K. Oh yeah, but because the ordinance is written the other way, we can't ignore the ordinance. I said, but they're using a different criteria. Okay, they're just using a different criteria than we use. So anyway, if you want to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008. Consultants, we'd love to hear some of your issues, some of the problems you had, some of the insight that you had to fix problems particularly. But stay tuned. We're going to be right back with you.
We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Way back with you here. If you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008. We love to hear from you. If you're a consultant, we'd like to hear some of your situations that you've run across, mainly the solutions. As you're a consultant, and you're particularly a new consultant, you don't have a lot of history. So I'm thinking these live issues that we've had and how we fixed them is important to you. If it isn't, it should be. Condominiums are eligible for homeowners only, but the FHA has a funny look at condos. They can only be in a building that holds no more than 4 units. So just be aware of that. There also is a 7-unit rental unit limitation within a 2-block area. 2 fourplexes could be purchased and qualify as long as the buyer will be living in one of the units, which is a requirement. That means his rentals are only 7 units. Nonprofits can buy, and they, when they do, they can accumulate rental properties. We used to spend a lot of time with nonprofits because you teach them once and they buy over and over and over again. So we're lacking that lender that will loan to a nonprofit, and that's where we are right now. So if you've got a lender out there and he'll loan to a nonprofit, we have a lot of business we can send his way. Some of the things you can do with a 203K, mixed-use properties we talked on, we hit them a little bit, but you can renovate a mixed-use property provided the commercial space represents less than one floor of the structure, and if it's all on one floor, then no more than 49% of the structure can be attributable to the commercial use. And the commercial uses cannot affect the health and safety of the occupants. Now, that mixed-use building also you must live in the other part, one of those units. So if you had a Let's say you had a commercial building. You're a realtor, you got a commercial building, and you sold this building in the last 5 years four times. People just aren't making it as a commercial building. Maybe you sold it as a paint store and that failed, and then they sold it as a hardware store and that failed, then they sold it as a liquor store and that failed. But it's just a freestanding, one-story commercial building. Why not turn it into a mixed-use building and put a second and third story on it and put some units up there? The owner lives in it. He can have his business downstairs. One of my favorite ones was a young man who was a contractor, and he was getting his business off the ground, and he bought a mixed-use building. We can't do any of the repairs on the commercial aspects of the building, however, inside. But outside, yes, we can paint the outside, for instance, and clean up the outside of the commercial as well as the residential. But commercial repairs on the inside is considered tenant improvement work. So if you're using it yourself, you're going to have to foot the bill for that. And if you're using it to rent out, the person you rent it to will pay for tenant improvements. We used to have a lot of rental units like that. I think we had over 300,000 square feet of commercial industrial space that we used to lease out. And if a tenant wanted extra walls and an office built, we would do all that and take him down to our bank, and the bank would give him a loan for the tenant improvements. And after we had enough money in the bank, we would finance some of that stuff too, and we'd just amortize it over his lease. Well, that was good for many people. So you got $30,000, and he's got a 5-year lease. Then we would amortize that over 5 years. Is that 60 months? So sometimes he said, "Oh my God, that price is still a little high. How do we get it down?" I said, "Well, give us a longer lease. Give us a 10-year lease, and that money goes down per month." And that's what they did, and that actually helped our financial position. The longer the lease from a solid client, the better it is. So those are all possibilities, but I love mixed-use properties. Non-residential properties to residential or mixed-use is good. That's what we just discussed. So you got a non-residential commercial building, and you add residential to it, you're in. It's a 203K. Home buyers and nonprofits alike that refinance a property using the 203K within 6 months of the purchase. If you're going to refinance that property within 6 months of when you purchased, it's treated as same as if the buyer purchased the property right now with a 203K insured loan to begin with. And all the money they put down is counted as money they put down now, even though they didn't. It's still counted that way. Now, here's the problem. Lenders will tell you, now you're stuck with this loan for a year. You can't refinance it. Well, that's false. They can refinance it. The problem is they lose their commission. If you refinance it, they're going to lose their commission if you do it within 6 months. So the thing to do is, if that loan officer has been good to you, let him do the refi. And he'll lose his commission and get a commission right back, so he'll only lose it on paper. It won't be in reality. Okay, the borrower is going to be eligible as a first-time home buyer without the 3-year waiting period if they are legally separated or divorced, even if they had interest in a home with their spouse. So you got a married couple, they get a divorce, they owned a house, and one of them is awarded the house in the settlement. The other one can go out and buy another house under the FHA program right now. They don't have to wait. Realtors, that's important for you to know. You got a divorced couple, and that person did not get the house, then that is a good, viable client for the FHA lending, whether it's 203K or 203B. Nonprofits can purchase a property if they can find a lender, again, rehab it or sell it, or keep it. You know, I found that this nonprofits and can buy and get a 50% discount on FHA foreclosures. A 50% discount. You want affordable housing in your neighborhood, let a nonprofit use their 50% discount. Okay, so you've got a property worth $300,000. HUD's got an appraisal at $300,000, and you say I'm a nonprofit. The lender that's loaning you has only got to loan you $150,000, maybe $175,000, but the property's already been appraised by HUD for $300,000, so there's a lot of equity there. That equity becomes theirs after 3 years. If they try to sell the house right away and make a profit on it, then HUD wants the other $150,000. So just be aware of that. Also, when they take 50% discount, they don't pay any commissions to realtors. So the realtor needs, with the offer, you need to build your commission into the sale. And if you need to talk to me more about that, that's fine. Call in. Eligible improvements. We got some eligible improvements. First off, a standard or full 203K has to have $5,000 of necessary improvements. Now, that could be easily a roof if it needs a roof. If you're going to remodel the kitchen and update it, that could easily qualify for the entire $5,000. The improvements to a detached garage. A new detached garage would qualify as part of the $5,000. I've done a 203K. Another consultant that I knew in North Carolina was on vacation, and they asked me to do a draw on his project because he wouldn't be back for 3 weeks. So what do we do? We get in there, and we looked at it. It was the only construction that was done on this house was a detached garage. That's all the people were lacking. And that qualified for a 203K. And we were able to sign that puppy off. The mortgage must include one or more items checked below. One, it must include either structural repairs and alterations, such as room additions, repairing any and all structural damage like a termite report might expose, or improvement to the functionality or modernization. If you have functional obsolescence, in other words, you've got three bedrooms, but to get to the third one, you have to go through the first two. They don't have doors into the room. You have to fix that. You have to put a door to that room that goes directly to that room from somewhere else in the house. Changes for aesthetic appeal can be in that first $5,000. The installation of a well or septic system. So if you had a well go out and you want to put a new well in or a septic system go out, you know, a lot of these houses that sit vacant for a while and that septic system dries out because there's no water going through it, you know, sometimes it has to be repaired or replaced. Replacement of flooring, carpeting, or tiling, any of that can be in that first $5,000. Energy conservation improvement. New dual pane windows and doors, storm windows, insulation, solar domestic water heating systems. Any of that can be part of the first $5,000 of necessary work. So getting the $5,000 is typically not the issue. I mean, if you're trying to find scrape up things to do, there's no limit on a limited 203K as long as it's not structural. And if it's structural and still costs less than $5,000 or $6,000, then you're still good to go. Improvements for easier accessibility for the handicapped. Many times a handicapped person is in a wheelchair and you can put in ramps to access the property. You can widen doors. You can put in walk-in showers or wheel-in showers so they can roll their wheelchair right into the shower. All this stuff can be in that first $5,000. So if you're thinking, I don't have enough business, then spend some time, do some marketing to some rehab centers that help people learn how to use their wheelchairs, okay, and realize that they can get the doors widened and so forth. We've had several complexes like that. The appraiser should be fully cognizant of the fact that ramps into a house do not add or take away from the value of the property. Ramps do not add or delete value, or you can't appraise it and say, well, it's going to cost $5,000 to remove these ramps because the next person may not want it. You can't do that. It's illegal. It's part of the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act. So following items can be included in addition to the minimum of five. You paint, cosmetic repairs, fencing, new walks and driveways, general landscape work, trees, shrubs, or seating, repair of an existing swimming pool. There used to be a limit on that, but today there is not. So if you've got a pool in the backyard or wherever it might be in that property, and it needs repairs, you can repair them under the 203K, but it can't be part of the first $5,000 worth of work to be done. You can't do any financing of things that will not become a permanent part of the property. Those are not eligible. Luxury items are not eligible. You can finance your appliances, and they, in fact, aren't really their personal property. They're not real property. So, anyway, we're coming up hard. Don is waving at me, saying that we got to take another break, our last one of the day. So if you want to be part of the show when we come back, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free. We'll be right back, so stay tuned.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Welcome back. We're back now. Call us at 888-627-6008 if you want to be part of the program. And in the meantime, where is my So, when you can find the sheets that I've been speaking from today on my website at 203konline.com. That's 203konline.com. Scroll down to the first handy PDF. It's 203K Basics, and you can get that in writing. I know you've been making notes the whole show. Sorry about that. We usually have our show notes available if you want them. But you have to ask. So the procedure for the 203K, once, you know, we've been consultants since 1994. If you come to us first, that's not a problem. We're willing to help you in all aspects of the process. I had a gal call yesterday and wanted to know if she thought I was a lender. I said, no, but we can certainly tell you what lenders close these loans fast. And I put her on to a lender in her area close to her where she could drive over there if she wanted to. But most everything these days is done via internet, so I wouldn't worry about that. But as we do these projects, we are trying to get the contractor paid as promptly as possible. It's always our priority. If the contractor's paid promptly and gets his check, he has the money to go purchase, or she has the money to go purchase additional products for your house and your project and keep it going well. We're doing one right now, and the lender has interjected Land Gorilla in there, and Land Gorilla is like a disinterested third party, and I don't know what it is they do exactly, but I do know that it takes a few days, and we're looking at 30 days for a contractor draw. That is not adequate. It is just not in the books. It should take 3 to 5 days. You know, we've got one client in the Bay Area they usually have the check go out the same day. We send them a draw in the morning. They put the check in the mail that afternoon. So that's the way it should be. 3 days tops. You know, you can handle everything you need to do in 3 days. But when you throw a middleman in there, you might as well take a couple wrenches and throw it in there too. But so far, they've been running about 4 weeks to get a draw to the contractor, and that's not good. There's no reason for it. Absolutely. In this day and age, no. If you're going to be doing that, then you get the ACH deposit, direct deposit to their account. Anyway, so the procedure is typically you're going to find a lender and get pre-qualified. The reason you want to do that is because everybody in the transaction, the realtor included, needs to know that you're pre-qualified, that you qualify up to X number of dollar a house value or home value. If we don't know that number, how are we going to find a house that fits your needs? So that's the first step. Get pre-qualified, understand. Let them know you're thinking of a 203K, and they'll tell you the grand total. So maybe you qualify for $400,000. And if you've done a feasibility or have an idea of how much you're going to put into that house, and it's $100,000, then you can only find a house for about $300,000 plus the work that needs to be done, or $280,000, something in there, because you got to have the construction cost plus a minimum of 10%, possibly 15 or 20% contingency to back you up. The worst thing that I hear from any buyer is, I want to do some of the work myself. No, you don't. What if you get hurt on the job? Who's going to pay your workers' comp? Nobody. Okay, so you don't get hurt on the job. Who's going to go to your regular job 5 days a week that brings your regular salary in? Okay, you can't do it on the weekends and evenings. You just can't do it. You become a slave to the house. I can't tell you, when they tell me I want to keep it as low as possible because I'm just going to do some of this stuff myself. Well, some of that stuff yourself is required to be done. And if it's required, you can't do it by yourself because it has to be in the scope of work. Anyway, get it. The first step is to get pre-qualified by a lender. In purchase transactions, many of our clients actually qualify for more than they want to make payments on. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with saying, look, I don't want a house for my maximum that I qualify for. In most cases, a seller won't even accept your offer unless you have a pre-qual letter. So they know you've already talked to a lender and you've started gathering that financial information. The lender has only to process the paperwork after you provide it to them. Be sure you ask your lender for a all-cash-to-seller offer letter. We have found that an all-cash-to-seller offer letter accompanying an offer is very, very powerful. When I do talks at real estate associations and I talk about this all-cash to seller offer letter, and I have it up on the wall on my PowerPoint presentation, and I see all the heads go down, they start writing it down. I say, whoa, we're going to give you a copy of that letter if that's what you're writing down. Oh, okay, good. So they stop writing and they start listening again. So anyway, refinance transactions, this product is perfect for refinancing and getting you the money that you to make those necessary repairs. I've had several very nice people that didn't want to move. One I remember was a beautiful couple, had a house in South Carolina, and they didn't want to move. Their first child was just starting kindergarten, and they got pregnant, so they got another child coming on the way. So what they did is they had an above-ground basement, and with that above-ground basement, they did the 203K, and put in a new master suite and so forth, and a baby's bedroom, so the baby would be close to them. But anyway, if you go to my website, 203konline.com, the second PDF is the procedure, and you can see that, and you can see how much I wasn't able to get in today's show. which we will finish up next Sunday, if you like. In any case, we do appreciate you being here. Without you, we are nothing, so just hang in there. If you have questions, please call us, let us know what they are, or email us. We're happy to. In fact, I enjoy email better. I can respond at my own pace. But thanks for being with us today. Join us next Sunday between 1 and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This broadcast is coming to you from our Las Vegas, Nevada office, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Please bring your questions and plan on calling in. May God bless you.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.